Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. It is great to be with you. Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. All right. I'll talk Aaron Rodgers a little bit. He talked today, so we have audio. I think there's a lot of people that when Aaron Rodgers talks, you want to hear from Aaron Rodgers. Look, this is a big story, my friends. Aaron Rodgers, four-time MVP, Super Bowl champion. He has been in the league for, 20 years. He's the last of that Brady Manning-type era. 2 years with the Jets. One, he got hurt. 41 years old, wants to keep playing football, found a team to take him in the Pittsburgh Steelers, who had a chance at some quarterbacks this offseason, had a chance at some quarterbacks in the draft. Will Howard, they took eventually, and Rodgers wants to help him as much as he can, and I believe that. I think there's some good qualities in Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers did a good job helping out small businesses during the pandemic. He donated to a lot of people in need. I think he did a good job with Jordan Love, how he never let that become personal the way that it did when Brett Favre was there and had to sort of usher in that experience with Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't wear the jerseys of numbers that are retired. And anybody who listens knows that's a big one for me. If a number's retired, it's retired. He wore the number 12 in Green Bay. That will be retired. I don't ever want to see anybody wear a number 12 in Green Bay again. I don't want to see it being 100 years from now. Oh, well, that guy played under you. Who cares? Oh, I'm Malik Nabers. I can wear number one. Flaherty family said I could. Because no one's talked about their grandpa in 25 years. He was on an all-decade team. And then, I'm Abdul Carter. I want every number that's retired. Phil Sims. Please, Phil. Phil Sims' family pleading with him. Don't do it, Daddy. That's your number 11, Daddy. So Aaron Rodgers, he goes to the Jets. Number 12 is retired for Joe Namath. He wears number 8. Number 12 in Pittsburgh is retired for Terry Bradshaw. So he's going to wear number 8. And he wore it in college. It's not that big a deal. And if 8 was retired, he'd probably find a different number. I know some of these guys identify with the number. It's an important thing. What's your number? Put it in your Twitter bio. You get a tattoo. You get the chain. I get it. But if it's retired, then you can't use it, Jerry Rice. It's retired. Come on now. So there's some good things Aaron Rodgers has done. Danica Patrick said he ruined her life. Shailene Woodley said the same thing. Olivia Munn didn't have great things to say about him. I don't know. I can't speak to all that. I've never dated Aaron Rodgers. I've only covered him in the media and watched him as a Green Bay Packers fan. So I can only speak to my experiences in covering him. It was funny. I was recording a podcast today when we found out that Aaron Rodgers may be married. We were talking about this with a couple of guys, the Wisconsin Sports Podcast. It's called Into the Winklerverse, wherever you get your podcast. And we were talking about this ring that he wore. And he didn't say anything about it because Aaron Rodgers is never going to come out and say, I got married. Aaron Rodgers is going to say he's going to wear a ring and then want you to ask him about it. It's like, you know, you know, when you see your friend and they lost a few pounds and they're like waiting for you to say, hey, oh my God, did you lose weight? Or if someone got a haircut, you know, they're waiting to tell you, but they want you to ask them. You know, just go up to a place and say, hey, you like my new dress? You wait for somebody to say, oh, by the way, that's a beautiful dress. So we were recording this thing, and Aaron Rodgers was asked if he was married, and one of the guys I was doing it with goes, oh, I bet you any money he says he's already been married for a couple months and it's no big deal. And Aaron Rodgers, with reporters today, confirmed that he is a married man.
Aaron, a lot's been made about the ring on your left ring finger. Is that an aura ring or anything else, that wedding ring?
Even? Yeah, it's a wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long ago?
It's been a couple months.
All right. So Aaron Rodgers is apparently married, and it's been a couple months, as predicted. Now, in that clip, this is very important. If you could hit it one more time, because listen for the word married in this clip. Listen for the word married.
Aaron, a lot's been made about the ring on your left ring. Is that an aura ring or anything else, that wedding ring?
Yeah, it's a wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long ago?
It's been a couple months.
So the word married never unveiled itself. Because the headline is Aaron Rodgers confirms he's married. I'm not sure that he's actually married. Again, please, if you're just tuning in and wondering, what is this guy talking about? Or what it, like, I understand that what I am talking about right now, some of you think that you are better than. And you may be right. You may be right. I've got a lot of things that matter to me that are big ticket issue items that really, like, command my attention. And there's things that are very important and they matter. And I talk about them. And, you know, so on and so forth. We all do. But we also have little things that annoy us that then we treat like they're bigger than they are. It's just part of the human condition. And this is one of those for me. Aaron Rodgers and his use of language really, really bothers me. There was a time where he was not speaking with his family and everybody knew it. And it was a question that he got a lot. And then at one point, he was asked, hey, what did you do over Thanksgiving or your birthday? It was his 35th birthday. And they say, what did you do? And he says, oh, I hung out with my folks. Folks means parents. Folks means family. To everybody, everybody has agreed that folks means family or parents. And then Aaron Rodgers was asked about it later. He goes, no. I never said my parents. I just meant my friends. Even now, he won't call his friends. He's calling them his inner circle. Like, we all don't have an inner circle. You just call them your friends. And now I got to caution, because you're going to think, and that's not, I've just got to, when he said, yeah, I've been immunized, that's not what he was asked. He was asked if he took a vaccine shot. He says, I've been immunized. This isn't about, don't. We're not talking about it. I'm just using that as an example. Why did he say he's been immunized? Why didn't he say what he was immunized or how he's using immunization? Why did he lead people to believe one thing? Why does he talk in this way? He uses the English language and he always tries to, like, find an out around it. Even with mini camps, he was like, well, no, it's not mandatory. He's always trying to deceive you. Even when he was hinting at coming back or when he was hurt, and he'd say, "Oh, I could play." No, you can't play. It's just he likes to say something so that you can say he said it, but he's insinuating he said one thing, and then he'll come back and say, "I didn't exactly say it word for word that way," and then it becomes a big deal. He's done this a lot. So I don't believe, again, this is a very minor thing, and I'm sure I'll get some Twitter DM or Facebook message, you know, or Instagram message. "You're such a loser. Can we stop with that, by the way? The message, can we stop with that? Yeah, okay, if you got to get it off your chest, that's fine. But let's just do it publicly. We're not friends. Okay? So, I'm saying this right now. I don't believe Aaron Rodgers is a married man. I believe he has a wedding ring, and it's one of those like ones that athletes talk about because it's not actually a ring. It's like a rubber thing. He said, yes, it's a wedding ring. And how long has it been? It's been a couple of months. And apparently there's some woman named Brittany with an I, of course. I don't believe he's married. I'm just putting that out there right now. I say something sometimes, and I tell you to trust me. I say, I will guide you through this path. I don't believe Aaron Rodgers is married. Does it matter? Does it not matter? The only reason that it matters is because he wants you to think he is. But I don't think he is because of the way he's used language in the past. I believe he's in a committed relationship. I believe they might call each other wife and husband. I don't believe there is a certificate of documentation that has Aaron Rodgers' name on it, that he is in a holy matrimony. I do not believe that. I 100% do not believe that. So I would like more digging into this topic, and then I would like to take a victory lap on that, like I will take one about Giannis later. All right, football-wise, Aaron Rodgers was asked on why Pittsburgh is the right fit for you.
You know, I think it starts with Mike Tomlin. I mean, I've been a fan of his for a long time. There's a few iconic franchises in the NFL. I played for one of them for 18 years. This is another one of those. There's something special about, obviously, this area. So many great quarterbacks are from Pittsburgh. I feel like Pittsburgh has been a part of my career from the beginning. Playing for Mike McCarthy for 13 years. Having Tom Clements, or Tommy Clements, depending on how old you are, as my quarterback coach forever. Dom Capers, Kevin Green, Darren Perry, Ben McAdoo, Frank Cignetti, Luke Getsy. I don't want to forget anybody, but a lot of Yinzers in my life.
Oh, yeah, the name they call themselves. Yeah, he's boys with Pat McAfee. Can't forget that one. And also, the Packers beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl. So, yeah, it's like a nice poetic kind of ending, we assume, to Aaron Rodgers' career. That's nice. But let's not act like this was on purpose. This is musical chairs. This is friend groups dating, and then there's one guy and girl left. This is Bart Winkler prom date scenario. I didn't have anybody to take because all, and then she didn't have anybody that asked her, and then we went together. You know, that's what happened. We had a good time, but that's how that went. And that's how that went with Aaron Rodgers here in the Pittsburgh Steelers. They needed a quarterback. You needed a team. And so now you guys are together. Rodgers said that it shouldn't have been, though, so obvious that he was going to sign with Pittsburgh.
I wouldn't say it was super clear cut. I didn't want to shortchange the guys and be, you know, sign, but be elsewhere mentally or physically. So until I could be here and be all in, you know, I needed to take care of my business.
I didn't want to have to sign and then get made fun of when I wasn't there because I didn't want to show up until I thought I absolutely had to. And he says he has things going on, and okay, I believe you on that. And I'm glad that, you know, you couldn't fully focus on football, so you found a team that worked with you. I still think he told the Steelers, I mean, he met with the Steelers 2 months ago. They knew he was coming. Everybody's freaking out. Reporters are getting antsy. Insiders are like, Vikings. No. They knew he was coming. He knew he was coming. They knew he was coming. They didn't draft a quarterback. What other signs do you need? They were going to go into the year with Mason Rudolph. What other signs did we need? Aaron Rodgers is 41, though. He's made enough money. He's making 13 M's, as he would say, with the Steelers. So why do you even still want to play?
I don't need it. For my ego, I don't need it to keep playing. A lot of decisions that I've made over my career and life from strictly the ego, even if they turn out well, are always unfulfilling. But the decisions made from the soul are usually pretty fulfilling. So this was a decision that was best for my soul. And I felt like being here with Coach T and the guys they got here and the opportunity here was the best for me. And I'm excited to be here.
Do you see how you could answer that question normally, but then has to sound so, like, extra worldly about it? Like, just say you wanted to keep playing football. I love football. I wasn't ready to retire. I don't really know else what I would do after this. I can still play. And I want to see, you know, if I can bring a championship back to Pittsburgh. That's how a normal person would answer that. Guess not. Remember, this is the linguistic genius that once said, quote, "You know, words are so interesting. They have such power in their spells. There's a reason it's called spelling, because of the way that the letters are put together to have such power." What? You know that friend? You guys grow up and he's like the first one to do drugs, or the first one to drink beer. You know that guy? And that's how he wants to be. Like, that's an accomplishment to him. Like, he makes it part of his personality that he was the first one to, you know, really, really, not just of your group, but like, he's the first one to ever do a mushroom or ayahuasca. Do we not get that vibe from him? I do. Football-wise, how long will it take you to learn this offense?
I mean, those are two different things. The offense, it's a lot of the similar terms from the Shanahan offense, so I got a lot of stuff already booked. There's a couple new words and different things formationally, but I'll have it figured out, you know, in a couple weeks probably.
Yeah, but what are words other than just power in their spells? You know? He's got these new words in the playbook. It's just different. It's just spelling because of the power of the spell. Good luck to Aaron Rodgers and his quote-unquote wife. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Speaking of shower, I'll bring this up because it is something that I don't agree with. I mean, I get it, but I'm just not going to change my lifestyle for it. When do you shower, Carlos?
Every day after the gym, before the shift.
Because a lot of people shower at night before they hit their pillow because they don't want to bring the dirt and grime from the day into their bed.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. But then they shame morning shower people. I mean, you could do both, but no, I don't know. Are we wasting water?
Yeah, I'm not a proponent of both. Although, you know, like, if you want to be that person, I guess you can. But there's nothing wrong with morning showers because people act like you're not doing any activity when you're sleeping. Like, you're naturally sweating and, like, skin flakes and other crap are, like, jiving off of your body as you sleep. So it's not the worst thing in the world to take a shower in the morning. You start your day refreshed.
I have to shower in the morning because I was just laying in my pile of filth bed all night.
There you go.
That I got to get up and shower. When I worked morning shift, I would be the shower and then go to the station guy. And then that quickly was like, I'm not doing this. So then I would just get up, go, come home, nap, wake up. That's when the shower happened. Because that's too early. I've got to be on TV. I just got to sit behind a microphone. You know, it doesn't matter what I'm dressed like. It doesn't matter what I look like. Just as long as these pipes sound as boisterous and manly and alpha as they do, that's what matters. And that's what I can consistently provide for you. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. David is in Buffalo. David, two good games in that cup, and then last night a little bit of a Panther dominance.
Yeah, that game three last night, man, was weird, dude. I mean, just seemed like Edmonton beat themselves with all those penalties, and you know, this Sam Bennett. I'll tell you one thing: he's a guy that him and you know, Marchand are a lot alike. I mean, they're two guys that are, you know, guys that you love to hate them if they're not on your team, but if they're on your team, they're absolutely a perfect hockey player because they go to the net and then they get under these other players' skins, and that's what causes a lot of problems. And Edmonton right now seems like they can't get, you know, they can't get to the middle of the ice. And then that fighting in the third period, Bart, just showed they lost their composure.
Yeah, someone called last night and was mad that the refs allowed as much fighting as they did, and then that it let Florida really, like, get in the head of Edmonton. Did it get out of hand last night?
Well, I think, you know, with the fighting, here's my thing. I've always said the fight, I'd rather have guys fight than swing sticks at each other. The other thing, too, with that is at that point of the game, I felt like Florida was really dominating the game. I think that was Edmonton's rallying cry going into game four, saying, hey, we got to do anything to get our mojo back because Florida has completely taken us out of our game. Skinner had a rough night. They had to do anything to go into the next game to say, hey, you know what? We still have a chance in this series. And I think they're going to use that hopefully as a rallying cry to try to win game four.
What do you like in game four?
I like Florida. I think Florida right now is just they're playing more like the desperate team. They're more desperate. They're doing all the little things right. And I think overall the goaltending's better. I mean, I think Bobrovsky has clearly been the better goalie. And I think, to me, them taking game two the way they did in a game that I think Edmonton played better, that gave them a lot of momentum. And then all these days off, too, I don't think that helps Edmonton. I think Edmonton need to keep playing. And I think the time off now, to me, Florida's at home. I think Florida wins this game in a couple nights from now.
Well, you enjoy it. We'll talk later in the week, I'm sure. Thanks, David, as always.
You got it, man. I'll call and talk U.S. Open tomorrow with you.
Oh, yeah. We got that coming up, too. Lots going on here this week and this weekend. Game four of the Stanley Cup on Thursday. Nothing tonight. And then the NBA Finals starts back up on Wednesday. The two teams will play in a game three. This will crown the 79th champion in NBA history. Of the first 78 teams to win the title, 41 face the same scenario that lies ahead for Indiana and Oklahoma City. Game three with the series tied at one apiece. In such scenarios, the winner of Game 3 in an NBA Finals that was tied at 1-1 has gone on to win the title 80% of the time. So when the series has been tied 1-1, the team that wins Game 3 is then 33-8 if they've won or lost the finals or not. When the home team wins, they're 12-6. When the road team wins, they're 21-2. That's 92% of the time. So if Indiana wins, the math would be they have a 2-3 chance of winning the championship. And if the Thunder do, it's about a 90% chance. That excludes the 2020 finals, played at a neutral site, of course, the bubble, which LeBron's out there talking about how that was the best basketball ever played. I want you to hear that in a couple of minutes here, because I might, in a way, I don't know. My view on the bubble would be a lot different if my team won the championship. I'll just say that, and we'll get into that. Indiana's yet to face a 1-1 series scenario during its run to the finals, because remember, the Pacers led each of their first three series 2-0. They won games 1-2 at home against the Bucks in the first round. They won games 1-2 on the road against the Cavs and then against the Knicks. The Thunder have been in this scenario before, where they lost game 1 at home and then won game 2 at home against Denver, but then lost game 3 to the Nuggets, but then bounced back to win 4-5 and won the series in 7. But is any lead ever safe? Remember, this Pacers team has broken every trend and has become the anomaly in every stat that's ever existed regarding these NBA playoffs and leads in the playoffs. Oh, another big story, too, regarding the NBA Finals. I know you guys love talking about this. The ratings in Game 2, not really any better than they were in Game 1. In fact, worse. Game 1 averaged 8.91 million viewers. Game 2, which we thought would bring more people in because of the chaotic finish, averaged 8.76 million viewers. The least watched NBA Finals Game 2 since the bubble. Other than that, it's the least watched Game 2 since 2007, Spurs versus Cavs. It was down nearly 30% from Game 2 of last year's Finals. Celtics-Mavs drew 12.3 million. The Stanley Cup ratings aren't really any better either. And what's interesting about that is they have competition. Stanley Cup, the first night, 2.4 million people. But the Women's College World Series Finals Game 1 drew 2.1 million people. And then on Game 2, that was Friday night, that game drew 2.4 million, and so did the Women's College World Series. So they got to make that, that's done. So they don't have to go against that, but that became like a thing, and just based on how people were discussing things online, it seemed like that had a lot more juice. So, I don't know. We talk about the NFL. 20 million people are watching these NFL games. We're in the championship round for NBA and NHL, and combined, it's drawn about 10 million per. Just like a reminder of how big the NFL is. 2.5 million is still a lot of people. Still is. And we're going to talk about something that 2.5 million people watch. 9 million people. It's still a lot of people, but it's not as high as it used to be. I don't want to blame Oklahoma City and Indiana. I'm not going to. I'm going to blame a reason that a lot of things are down. There's just a lot of entertainment. Also, it's summer for a lot of people. And I don't think the NBA has done a good enough job of making you feel like you have to watch these games. That's why the further it goes, like if there's a game 7, you know, then people are going to be like, oh, this is the championship. I'm going to watch that. I don't know that people just like the U.S. Open this weekend or any golf event. Sunday's the biggest day because it's the final round. Now, I like to watch the entire thing so you can, like, see the storylines progress and the back and forth. It makes it more enjoyable for me, just like I don't watch the last episode of a show and say, well, I've watched that show. Now I want to watch the whole story. You want to watch the whole story of this series. But apparently not everybody is down with that. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update. Once again, here's Marco Belletti.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great to be with you. I am Bart Winkler alongside Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti on the updates. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Did the New York Knicks ever have a plan? It is looking more and more like they did not have a plan. What the hell are they doing? We'll get into that here in a little bit. Before we move on, Mark is in Wisconsin. What's up, Mark?
Hey, my take on Aaron Rodgers is, first of all, he's talented, and he's proved it, and he's a smart guy. I don't think he's the type of guy who's going to take a backseat to anyone. He's going to play the media and couldn't care less what they think about it. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's a good question. Do you think Aaron Rodgers cares what people think about him?
I wouldn't say he doesn't, but I think he's always one step ahead. Like he's probably what I would call a great anticipator. So he's one step ahead of the game. And whoever wants to kind of like tap into his mindset, I think he's just going to play it out the way, I guess, Aaron Rodgers wants to play it out.
Yeah, I think, Mark, thanks for the call. I think Aaron Rodgers thinks the world is like a game. He's one of those guys that probably feels like he's the main character. And that's why a lot of interactions have gone the way that they have. I do believe that he wore that wedding ring hoping someone would ask him, knowing someone would ask him, so he anticipated that. I also think he's the kind of guy that doesn't want you to think that he cares what people think about him, but he absolutely does. And I say that because it takes one to know one, and that's why I feel like I've got a good read on Aaron Rodgers sometimes. I also do not think that he is married. I just want to make that very clear. He's wearing a wedding ring. He never said he was married. He also never was asked if he was married. They said, is that a, and he goes, it's a wedding ring. And then someone said, how long? And he said, a couple of months. The word marriage never came up there. I'll take the L if I'm wrong. I just don't think that he is married. Or he had like a ceremony or it's like, I promise to be with you. He's not, in the definition, the legal law definition, I don't believe he's married. Robert's in Annapolis. Robert.
good evening, voices. Thanks for taking my call. I didn't know I'd get on this quick. I got my thoughts together. On Rodgers,
yeah, I never like when people say that. It makes it seem like we let anybody in here.
Well, I usually try to prepare a little bit. But anyhow, I think I got this. On Aaron Rodgers, you know, you fall prey to the same thing that others in your occupation do. You constantly talk about Aaron Rodgers, even though you don't want to. Which is
let me tell you about that. You know what it is? You know when a band has a big hit, and then they get like tired of having to play that hit, and they want to play their new stuff. But then if they play their new stuff, nobody's like into it. That's me. Aaron Rodgers is my greatest hit. Okay, it's what got me platinum. It's what's made me the most money. It's what made me the household name that I absolutely am. So I have to do it because it's what the people want. I want to play the hits, or I don't want to play the hits. I want you to hear my new tracks. But you know, the people demand what they demand, Robert.
I'm sorry. Say again. I missed you.
The people want what they want.
All right. Well, Aaron Rodgers is the master manipulator. NHL ratings. I can assure you that more than whatever that number was, 2 million, give or take, are watching these NHL playoffs. I believe the population of Canada, which is actually fairly small, I think it's about 40 million.
I just give you the U.S. ratings. You're right. They're much better in Canada.
That's why I don't put any stock in any of these ratings. In this day and age, with the way you can view and follow games, it's virtually immeasurable. I want to comment on a topic last night, rooting for or against teams. As a Ravens fan, I always root against the Steelers, Bengals, and Browns during the regular season because it benefits my team, just as you, as a Packers fan, I'm sure, root against the Bears, Vikings, and Lions. However, should one of the three teams in my team's division get to the Super Bowl, I could never root for the Steelers, but I could root for the Bengals or Browns because they've never won a Super Bowl, and I wouldn't have a problem with them experiencing that. You are in a similar situation. I can't imagine that you would ever root for the Bears in the Super Bowl, but I would like to think that you could root for, if not the Vikings, at least the Lions to win a Super Bowl. Am I correct in that?
If the Lions won a Super Bowl, I don't, that'd be fine. I don't ever want to see the Vikings win a Super Bowl. I don't ever want them to have it.
Well, maybe I'm a better person than you. Anyhow, I want to do a shout out to a couple callers last night. You had a young man on, I can't remember his name, but he had a more lucid phone call than your brother with two names up north has ever given. So that guy, that young man, was a good caller. And also the Glenn in New Orleans. He Jeff. Always gives me a compliment. I appreciate that. I don't elicit it. That's very thoughtful. And I want to shout out to him. It sounds like he's going through some kind of life transition, which we all go through at some point in time, if not more than one. So I want to wish him the best. He said he came back from wherever he was after 25 years back home, and he just seems like a good guy, and his calls are getting better, and I just wanted to do that, and I appreciate you letting me do that. All right?
I'm sure that'll mean a lot, Robert, coming from you. I appreciate your call, as always.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Robert Annapolis. Yeah, a couple things that I, you know, still want to accomplish in my life. I would like to live long enough to see, like, my son have the milestones, you know, graduate, job, first house, hopefully, that there are jobs, and he can, I don't know what the world's going to look like, I just want him to grow up in a decent one, you know, find a partner, get married, maybe have a kid, maybe be a grandpa, so I want to be there for him, so that's goal number one. Goal number two is probably get some good retirement years, you know, get some time to enjoy. It's a hustle-bustle world. I'm busy. Wife's busy. Would like to really just have some P&Q with her. I want all of the people that have wronged me in this profession to apologize for their mistakes and errors. That's a big one. And then I want to make sure that I never see the Minnesota Vikings win a Super Bowl. They never have. They've never been to one in my lifetime. Oh, I couldn't even imagine them being one in my lifetime. The Bears, their arrival of the Packers. The Lions, arrival of the Packers. If they won a Super Bowl, look, there's the Cubs won a World Series. You know, what happened? It happens. The Vikings winning a Super Bowl, I don't ever want to see that. I don't ever want to see them in it. Man, when Brett Favre threw that pick, I rushed out. I bought like two Saints NFC Championship shirts. God, it was tremendous. I loved it. Also, if you're talking about Barry, I'm going to soft ban him for the week, I think. We'll see how I feel like on Friday. And then the other point I wanted to address with the ratings. Yeah, the ratings for both of these sports, it is such a hot topic for who it's a hot topic to. People really care. That's I bring it up. I bring it up and compare. And, maybe that's wrong of me. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I shouldn't play into it. Because it doesn't matter if they're down. Like, it's still a thing. And they could be better. They could be better. If it was different teams, they probably would be better because of how the NBA has marketed its product over the years. But just that headline, like, oh, ratings are down. But it's still 9 million people watching something. It's still something that's being followed. And maybe you're not watching game one. Maybe you're not watching game two. Maybe you followed it. Maybe you taped it. Maybe you watched it later. Maybe you had something going on. Maybe, it's summertime. Maybe you're not watching the full hockey game. Maybe you're following along however else you're following along. There's other ways, as Robert said, to kind of figure out and know about what's going on. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you just don't care. But I don't like, and so I am guilty of it, but I don't like how that becomes like a side plot. It's always the one team versus the other team versus how they do in the ratings, which everybody seems to be an expert on, but no one knows anything about them. They just know if they're up or down. And then they freak out all the time. Oh, ratings are up, ratings are down. What does that mean to you? Is it going to change how you view something? Do you wait to see what the ratings are in the NBA Finals before you think I'm going to watch this NBA Finals? Same with hockey? No. You don't. That would be dumb. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Call or fold next hour. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
How I Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How I Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.